final coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Tim Miles. The Huskers will be the number 12 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament and take on Penn State at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday. Coach Miles, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we're ready to go. Start of a new season, and it'll be good to get out of town and get into Washington, D.C. and get these guys playing better. With that, I'll take any questions.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please, Darla.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Robin Washit, HuskerOnline.com.
Hey, Tim, after the game last night, you said you were going to meet with your players today. First, have you got a chance to do that yet? And if so, what was kind of the message to the guys going into this tournament?
Well, we're going to meet with them this afternoon. They have classes, actually, Robin. So we're going to make them go to those. And I was, you know how it is. But so we'll meet them this afternoon. And basically, you know, it's just going to be, you know, more of a, okay, you know, come to grips with, okay, what do you see as your role? How do you see you can help us? What do you have confidence in? What are you struggling with? And just kind of getting through all the minutiae and shedding that. So we can get to playing good basketball and focused basketball, not worried about consequences so much or this defeatist attitude that I mentioned last night, that it is obvious to, I think, everybody that we look like a team that was walking around with a cloud over our head ready for lightning to strike.
Your next question is from Chris Bassett, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Coach, with such a short turnaround, is that a concern at all as you kind of get these guys ready to play a game already on Wednesday?
Well, it's our third straight one, you know, that we've had less prep than our opponent. This was our own doing, of course. So it's not anything new. More than anything, we got to get ourselves right. I don't think anything will matter than an opponent does until we are mentally in a healthier shape. We have a chance to be a good team. We've proven that we can play with the best. And now it's like, you know, like I say, I think a confidence issue, a mental issue, a competitive issue, you know, and it's all, you know, that whatever amount of inches between the ears. And that's what we have to, again, we have to get rid of the whatever minutia is up there, you know, shed that and go in with, you know, like I say, it feels like we're in Shawshank again here, and we need to come out the other side in the rainstorm where we can cleanse ourselves a little bit, and that's what these meetings have to provide.
Your next question is from Adam Jarrett, Columbus Dispatch.
Tim, I just wonder, when you are playing a team that you handled pretty soundly at home about a month ago, how much do you still draw from that game? Does that provide much of a blueprint, or has enough basketball been played that doesn't matter a whole lot anymore?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, so much has been played, and you know, the I've said this before, the confidence of young people today seems like it kind of flows and lasts either good or bad about the length of the timeline on their Twitter account. So, you know, that's long in the past. Hopefully when we watch it, our guys will see that we played a very, very good basketball team against a you know, Penn State's a tough opponent. Look at their, you know, they've lost some really difficult games. They've won some really good games, but quite frankly, it's almost too long ago to really, hang your hat on anything.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Lee Barfnick, Omaha World Herald.
Tim, I didn't really ask you last night, what was the locker room like afterwards? I mean, was it dead silence, or what was going on?
No, it was dead silent. It was, you know, everybody had their head down. You know, everybody was, you know, highly disappointed. You know, and sometimes when you get so disappointed, you know, you just shut down, and that's what it looked like to me last night. But that's what, you know, bothers me, is that, you know, if things are going badly, you know, it's like fight or flight. You know, we have no chance. This has to be, you know, this has to be a response where, you know, whatever the response is, that we absolutely are just going to go 100 miles an hour in one direction, right? We're going to go forward, and we're going to fight, and we're going to fight, and we're going to fight. And I just don't see that right now. So part of our meetings are just going to be trying to, again, shed all the minutia, get down to the heart of the issue per player, define roles. This is what you have to do for us to be good. Let's go do it, and let's finish strong, and let's get out of town, go to D.C., and make this a fresh start.
Have you been through one of these periods before? Anywhere?
Well, I think over you know, I've had teams that haven't won. I've had teams that hated each other. I've had teams that, you know, were checked out. I mean, over 22 years, you get a little – I've had teams that were unbelievable at the end. This team, I don't think they're checked out. I don't think – I think they really like each other. I think they want to play for each other. I think there's truly a crisis of confidence, but I think also – that it's also led to some defeatism, and that's unacceptable to me. So we have to get to the heart of the matter and find out why that's happening and find out why we won't, you know, push the right button and internally, self-correct, and find a way to play harder, do our job over and over and over again. And so I think that's where us, you know, talking about, okay, this is your role, and being very specific about, hey, this is what I expect out of you. This is not what I, you know, you, this is, no, you know, you're going to come out if you do this, but you are going to do that. We're going to really try and define roles so guys can just play aggressively with, you know, a focused mindset.
Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Yep. Thanks.
Your next question is a follow-up from Robin Washett. PrescottOnline.com.
Hey, Tim, I just was curious about potential postseason options. I mean, obviously the goal is to win the Big Ten tournament, but have you guys made any sort of final decisions on potential other options, especially the CBI?
No, I haven't. I just haven't. You know, I guess I hadn't thought of it. I had talked weeks ago about it with one of our administrators, keeping all options open. And then really hadn't thought of it again. You know, just kind of talk about it once. Hey, coach, you know, what do you think? Well, hey, Mark Bain, what do you, you know, it was with Mark. We just talk about a few options out there, all tournaments considered, quite frankly. And then you kind of let it go and, like, let's go finish the season and we'll meet about it afterwards. And so we're going in trying to win every game possible, and that's first on our minds.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you later this week.
Hey, thanks. Have a good one.
You too.